At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Want to save thousands on your HVAC system? If it's 10 years or older, listen up. Most energy tax credits end in December, and utility rebates are available now. Blue Ridge Heating and Air offers free estimates, flexible financing, and $400 off new installs. Schedule today, and Field Supervisor Pete will stop by with your quote and a free bottle of their signature furnace fuel hot sauce. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, your Armstrong Air specialist. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Look no further than Clemson Hills RV Club as your RV destination this football season. With breathtaking mountain views and 30 acres of creeks and trails, Clemson Hills RV Club offers full hookup and 50-amp service for your RV all season long. A short drive to campus, plus they're on the stadium side as well. The owners Todd and Mandy look forward to seeing you this season. Find out more at ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. That's ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. Relax and have a great time at Clemson Hills RV Club. Go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Braves and Mets tonight. We're on a woo! Braves and Mets three-game series. Woo, woo, woo! We all can't wait. You know, honestly, as a Braves fan, you at least have a reason to be excited. I know that you people think I'm like joking or something right now. No. You do. You the Braves can look forward to next year. Seriously. And you can start to think about next year and you know, and you still have a reason to watch. The Mets were 23 games over 500 at one point, and now they're what, like, I don't even know, eight? What? I honestly, I don't even know. I'm so tuned out on them right now. Let me see where they are. It feels like there's like no reason to watch them because I don't have a real reason to be optimistic for next year. Other than, you know, Captain Moneybags, but, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't have any real reason to be optimistic. Yeah, they're eight. They're eight games over 500. They were 23 games over 500 at one point. They've lost seven straight. I thought it was worse. I thought it was eight, nine. That doesn't even sound right. I thought it was worse than that. I think it is worse than that. It says 1-9 in the last 10 games. 1-9, Ramona, in their last 10 games.
That's terrible.
I mean, are you friggin' kidding me? That's got to be the worst in baseball, right? The Brewers are 10-0. Some of those were against the Mets. Some of those were against the Braves. Yeah, the Brewers are unbeaten against the Mets and Braves. You know, the Brewers went on a six-game road trip. Listen to this. Where they scored 53 runs in six games, averaged, you know, nearly nine runs a game, and the other thing about those six games on the road? They committed zero errors. The Brewers became the first team in Major League...
Zero errors?
Yeah. The Brewers became the first team in Major League Baseball to go on a six-game road trip scoring that number of runs with zero errors. The first team in baseball history. They are 74-44. The Milwaukee Brewers are 30 games over 500. I did pick them to win that division. People thought I was nuts. I got all that Cincinnati Reds crap. The Reds are 13 games behind the Brewers. The Cubs are in second place, and the Cubs have played well because the Cubs can hit. The Brewers have a run differential of plus 138. The Cubs have a run differential of plus 117. Those are the two best figures in the National League. You know, generally, that's a category you look at when you decide who matters. And the Brewers are playing baseball. The Brewers are playing a style of baseball that no one else in Major League Baseball is playing. And that's why they're so good. This is not a high dollar construction. This is a team that plays the way it's supposed to play. They play small ball. They take singles. They hit behind runners. They bunt. They steal. They play. That's how they play the game. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played. That's why they're 30 games over 500. And all these other teams that are going by the analytics aren't. I actually saw something the other day. Said the top five teams, I forget who put that out, but the top five teams in Major League Baseball right now from standing standpoint are also the top five batting average teams. So, again, flying in the face of the modern analytics in terms of what works and what doesn't. But the Brewers, again, with a run differential of plus 138, the Cubs at plus 117. Next in the National League is actually Philadelphia at plus 93. And Philadelphia's been really good of late. Philadelphia is 8-2 in their last 10. The Mets are 1-9. The Mets are six games behind Philadelphia. They were just in front of Philadelphia. In the American League, the best run differential in the whole stinking American League is Boston. The Reds, no, it's the Yankees. The Yankees have a plus 85, and the Red Sox have a plus 83. Those are the two highest figures in the American League. The Red Sox are 6-4. By the way, Ramona, you probably don't remember this, but preseason, your humble road rage servant picked the Boston Red Sox to win the American League. I don't remember doing that any other time. But I picked the Red Sox to win the American League, and that looked like that was dead and buried not that long ago. But the Red Sox are now 10 games over 500. They're only 4.5 behind the Blue Jays, and they're 1.5 in front of the Yankees, and they're in line for a playoff spot. But the Tigers still lead the Central. The Guardians have been playing good baseball of late. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Even more so, you go back over their last 20, they're like 16-4 or something. I don't know the exact number, but it's something like that. The Houston Astros are 15 over 500 in the West. And the Mariners are 13 over 500. But from a run differential standpoint, you know, again, this is one of the ways you sort of look at teams and see, you know, determine what their real worth is. Run differential matters. The Yankees have been playing terrible baseball too, but they won their last one. But they're 3-7 in their last 10. They've been playing like the Mets. But they still have the best run differential in the American League, just slightly in front of the Red Sox. But neither approaches the National League best run differentials of Milwaukee and the Cubs. You know, I know it sounds ridiculous to think so, but I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers probably should be the favorites. I mean, there's a reason they're 30 games over 500. There's a reason they have 138 run differential. They don't quit either. They keep coming. They don't care about being behind. They know they're going to scratch and claw and tough their way into runs, and that's what they do. It's a really good baseball team, well managed, and a really tough team. Mentally, they're tough. They're tough every single way. So, yeah. historical year. Vandy beats Tennessee. I think so. I think they might beat Tennessee. Texter said, Ray Anderson said, Penn State, Clemson, the mighty Gamecocks. Man, can you imagine if that were true? If that's how that thing wound up. The reason it probably can't is that, you know, Clemson and South Carolina play each other at the end of the year. So, yeah. No, Jay, it's absolutely incredible. Trust me when I tell you. I don't know this, but could Soto be a distraction in the Mets locker room? He doesn't seem to stay anywhere very long. That's from Texter 940. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like this team has good chemistry in that regard. They seem like they all get along, so they probably should be playing better than they are. But I just think they've just played really bad baseball. I don't know. Look, they're better than they've played. I hate to say that because, you know, Bill Parcells would disagree, and in a way I'm with Parcells. And I wrote that, you know, and they've just played terrible, terrible baseball. It's just hard to imagine a team with seemingly the amount of talent that they have playing as badly as they have. Seminole Ted said Colorado is minus 330 in Rachel. Are they really? They can't be minus 330. Are they actually? Come on, Ted. You're jerking my chain. Are they minus 330? I know they're awful. Oh, my God, they are, Ramona. They're minus 330 runs. What were the White Sox last year? What was the White Sox run differential last year? The Colorado Rockies, Ramona, have allowed 330 more runs than they've scored. That's, like, impossible. Everyone else in their division is in green numbers. Even Arizona's plus one. Colorado is minus 330. And it's not like the division's been this dominant division that people thought it would be before the year. The Dodgers haven't been great. The Padres haven't been great. I mean, they've been fine. I mean, they're good. They're solid. But, you know, especially the Dodgers have experienced all sorts of injuries to their pitching staff. Minus 330. The Colorado Rockies have allowed 768 runs. Oh, come on, man. That's got to be a record. Ramona, look up 2024 Major League Baseball.
Okay, let's see.
Was that a sigh?
Let's see. No, I'm just breathing.
Look up 2024 MLB final standings and tell me whether the Colorado Rockies, or what the Chicago White Sox.
Final standings?
Yeah. Final MLB standings. 2024 final MLB standings.
Regular season or just?
Regular season.
Okay.
I want to know what the Chicago White Sox final record was and what their run differential was.
Okay.
So their final record was atrocious, one of the worst in history. The Colorado Rockies are 30-88. They have a 254 right. Win percentage.
I have to find them. Can't I just put in Colorado?
No, you're looking for the Chicago White Sox, so Colorado wouldn't help you. Chicago White Sox. American League Central. That's the division there. Okay. Just look up the MLB final standings 2024.
Okay. American League Central, right? White Sox.
Yeah, White Sox.
Okay, what am I looking for?
I want their record.
Their percentage?
Their record.
Okay, their wins are 41, and their losses were 121.
Wow, 41-121. What's that percentage?
253.
That's basically the exact same percentage. The Rockies are at 254, so it's basically the exact same percentage. All right, what was their run differential? You got to move way over, like 10 categories over, hopefully.
Okay, there's not that many categories. I got wins, losses, percentage.
Find a different one then. Find the one from Major League Baseball. Find the Major League Baseball.
That's what it says.
MLB.com final standings 2024. Because you should have like 12 different categories.
Right, let me see if this one works. Ah.
Run differential is probably in red and green numbers.
Okay.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Should be easy to find.
Sucks.
Red and green numbers. I want to know what the White Sox final run differential was. They're at minus 76 right now, by the way. Much better year for the White Sox, playing 361 baseball. We actually have some.
There's a column that says difference.
That's
minus
correct.
306. White Sox, right?
Minus 306?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane because the Rockies are way worse than that already. And they're nowhere near the end of the season. Minus 330's got to be the worst figure at this point in the history of baseball. Nobody can be close to that. That has got to be the worst figure in the history of baseball to this point of season. I mean, they've played 118 games. They still have over 40 games left. And their run differential is minus 330. The White Sox lost. How many did they lose? 121?
Yes.
They lost 121 games last year. And their run differential for the season was minus 3. What did you say? 303?
306.
306. Their run differential is minus 306. But that was based on 121 losses in a 162-game season. The Rockies, who have basically the same win percentage, are minus 330, which is just impossible. I mean, this basically means they don't just lose. They get shelled every single game. They get destroyed every single game. That has to be the all-time Major League record. There's just no way. That through 112, what did I say, 118 games, they played 118 games, and they have been outscored by 330 runs. They lose every game by 3 runs. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience? No problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers, that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space, or save up to $25,000 on a completed home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at sunrise.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club begins its 44th year this football season. Every Friday at noon, the Touchdown Club meets at the gorgeous Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. They recognize offensive and defensive players of the week along with the coach of the week for the 8 Anderson County high schools. Each meeting has a keynote speaker from college or NFL fame, please RSVP for your meal. Tickets are first come, first serve. Visit Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook for more information.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hi, I'm Michael from the War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection, 0.5 milligrams.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tennessee, the one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow. Memphis women.
The Yale Bowl was the country's first bowl-shaped stadium, 1914. I just saw that on ESPN. We have had some internet sleuths, Ramona, running this run differential down, and multiple people who did the work came up with the same answer. That is, the 32 Boston Red Sox hold the record for the worst run differential in the modern era at minus 345. Now, again, that's extrapolated out over the whole season, which proves my point that for the Colorado Rockies to be at minus 330 on August 12th, they are poised to set an all-time record and blow the pre-existing record away. You know, again, it's hard to imagine anybody could be that bad over this period of games. So that record was set by the 32 Boston Red Sox, and if I can find your text, Texter 729 came up with that. Texter 505 came up with that. Somebody else, I can't find it, though. But I appreciate you people researching that. So it's the 32 Boston, since 1900, it's the 32 Boston, since 1901, excuse me, the 32 Boston Red Sox hold the record with the worst differential at minus 345. Again, the Rockies on August 12th are already at minus 330, and they still have 40-some-odd games to go. They still have 44 games left, and they're at minus 330. So that record is about to fall. But Texter 729 went back further and found that the worst run differential in all of MLB history is held by the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, who finished with a minus 723 differential. Okay, this, I don't know. That's impossible. How can that be? How can minus 723 be a thing? That'd be more than twice what anyone else has ever done. I mean, who was playing for them? I mean, seriously, that's even beyond my realm of knowledge, which I didn't think was really possible because of my illness. Seminole Ted says minus 400 is in play this season. No, it is. You're 100% right, Ted. You are. That's going to happen. And yet, Texas said the Rockies win some games somehow. True, they've won more than the White Sox. So, you know, they somehow do win some games. What happened here, Seminole Ted? Ramona, do you see Seminole Ted's text? He sent me 306, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 times, I think. Did you see his text?
No, I didn't see that.
Did you fall asleep at the wheel?
No, we answered that 306.
Texas said Rockies on pace for 450. You are 100% right. Orange Bill says, what are their runs for and runs against? Is it just garbage pitching? No, it's garbage everything. I mean, there was a sequence earlier. This is probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. There was a sequence earlier where the Rockies were just throwing the ball all around the infield like the Bad News Bears. Started in the outfield. The opponent was laughing, Ramon. It was so bad, the opponent was laughing.
They were laughing.
They committed like four errors on one play. It was just hard to believe. It's hard to believe. Illini J says, Seminole Ted hit repeat. Apparently he did. He hit repeat. Let me get back to some football. Well, is it possible for Penn State and Clemson to face each other in the playoffs before the championship game? Oh, sure. That would certainly screw the pooch on my prediction. Yeah. I mean, that's the element that you can't really know. You know, I don't really have a way of ascertaining that. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. First of all, it's a special costume party, the naughty schoolgirl costume party at Twin Peaks right now. You'll want to get out there. It started yesterday and it is through the 15th. So get to Twin Peaks if you're feeling misbehaved. Drink specials, epic drink specials all week long at Twin Peaks. Also coming up on the 16th is National Rum Day. Don't forget, for all your fantasy football get-togethers and parties, you want to be at the Peaks. Fantasy season's here, and Twin Peaks is the place to draft like a pro. From now through September 4th, reserve your fantasy football party at Twin Peaks, and you can get everything you possibly need with that deal. We are moving on, and more good things coming up. UFC 319 is coming up. That's on the 16th. You'll want to be there. You want to get your front row seat for UFC 319. Grab a cold 29-degree man-sized draft. Feast on made-from-scratch wings. Feel every round like you're cage side. No hassle. Just the best fight night atmosphere around. Get in early, only at Twin Peaks. NCAA Football Week Zero is coming up. It is all almost here. You know, come for the beautiful women, the scenic views, the 80 high-definition monitors where you're like in your own studio no matter where you sit. And as I tell you all, the 29-degree draft beer, giant man-sized mugs when the hot temperatures. And then, you know, insane selection of bourbon and tequila. And then the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The Scratch Made Kitchen, the Scratch Made Food, it's all outstanding. Trust me, get there. You'll thank me later. And in all month, rare bourbons, late night, scratch food, pouring quality cocktails every day after dark. Come by the lodge, experience the best late night league in the league. Today, tomorrow, any day of the week, it's all incredible. And if you're looking for a job where you can make a great money and have a ton of fun, Twin Peaks is the team for you. We're looking for Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, more. Text WORK4TP, that's WORK4, the number 4, TP, to 85,000 just 85000 to apply. Very easy. It's Twin Peaks. You'll thank me later. All right, you can get in, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, let's get back to our college football conversation and the AP poll. All right, 22. The AP has Iowa State. Who do the coaches have at 22, Ramona?
Okay, at 22, they have Iowa State.
I mean, honestly, it's almost like the AP copied off the coach's homework. How can they have the same teams in the exact same spots, every one of them? I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of that going around in this industry. Nobody does their own work. They just copy what other people do. And, you know, that appears to be a part of this conversation right here. I mean, that's like impossible. And your humble road rage servant, Ramona, did not rank Iowa State at all. Is that correct?
Iowa State for you?
No.
Yes. I don't think so.
No. I'm down in Iowa State. I don't believe them. I don't believe in them. 22 is too high. This isn't last year. Look, I like Rocco Beck. His dad follows me. I like Rocco Beck, Anthony. But I just don't believe in this football team. Last year they were good in part because they had the two dynamic receivers. They're both in the National Football League now, both in the top 100 picks. And actually, they lost their three top receivers to the NFL. And I just don't know where they're getting that explosiveness from. I don't see it. And as a result, I think a lot of these games that they won last year, I think they're losing those games this year. I'm not buying Iowa State. I don't buy any part of Iowa State. I think they're more like a 6-6 team. So not only do I not have them in my poll, I don't have them. I don't think I have them in my top 35, do I? Because I gave 35 teams. So, you know, when these outfits do these others receiving votes, I basically did the same thing, except I included them in the poll, and I went to 35. Did I have Iowa State anywhere from 25 to 35?
I don't see them, no.
I didn't think so. So do me a favor. Pull up Iowa State's schedule for a minute. Let's take a look at Iowa State. So the coaches, the AP has followed suit again with the coaches, and they both have Iowa State at 22. They both had Boise State at 25. They had Tennessee one spot off. They both had Texas Tech in the same space, and they both have Iowa State in the same space. Curious. Do you think that's more than coincidence? Could that be more than coincidence? I would think it could be. Who's the giant woman there, Ramona? That's not your woman, is it? She's towering over the two males on the.
That's not Pebbles. I don't know who that is.
I can't really see her, but she's the Amazonian there, the blonde-haired Amazonian.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
It's not Pebbles. Okay.
No, it's not Pebbles.
All right, so what do we have for Iowa State?
Okay, the first is versus Kansas State.
In Ireland?
Yes.
I don't love either of these teams, but I like Kansas State better than Iowa State. So I think Kansas State wins the game. It'll be a competitive game. Kansas State-Iowa State games normally are. Iowa State recently has got the best of it for all the Bill Snyder period. Iowa State never beat Kansas State. Never. I think Kansas State wins that game. So Iowa State's 0-1.
The next game is South Dakota home.
We'll give them that. 1-1.
Iowa home.
1-2.
At Arkansas.
I don't even know if they win that. 1.5.
I'm sorry. That was Arkansas State.
Oh, well, that's a big difference. It? 2.
Okay, 2. All right. And then Arizona at home.
3.
And then at Cincinnati.
I think they lose. 3.
At Colorado.
4.
BYU at home.
4.5.
Okay, Arizona State at home.
4.5.
At TCU.
5.
Kansas at home.
5.5.
And at Oklahoma State.
6.5. I said I think they're like a 6-6 team. I don't know if they make a bowl. I don't get the Iowa State thing. I don't get it at all. I don't think Iowa State is going to be any part of this conversation at the end of the season. And I think we've seen this Campbell before. His teams go back and forth. I don't love him. I think he's overrated. And given the loss of the two best weapons on that football team, and that's what they were. They were the two best weapons on that football team. I don't understand how they're going to be ranked. I don't get it. I think that's a bad job right there. Bad job by the coaches. Bad job by the AP. I'm not buying Iowa State. And you can test me on this at the end of the season. I don't even have them in my top 35, and I just don't think they belong. I don't think they're very good. All right, number 21, Ramona. At 21, I'll tell you what. Let me see if we can catch up on a little business, and then we'll tell you what's at 21. Hey, look. There's one plumber that you know. There's one plumber that you trust. And that plumber is Roto-Rooter. And it's always been Roto-Rooter. Honestly, you've never even heard of anybody else. Roto-Rooter is the only plumber that anybody knows. They've saved Ramona. They saved me. They've probably saved most of you at one time or another. They're always there for emergencies. They're always there for you. You know them. They were voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 24-25. That's not fourth best or third best or second best. They were voted best plumber of the upstate for the second straight year. They're your most trusted local plumber. They have over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years of being in business. They're open 24/7, 365. When you have a plumbing emergency, you don't want a voicemail. You want a human friggin' being. And when you call Roto-Rooter, guess what you get? A human being. That's right. Commercial and residential plumbing, they do it all. Full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank, plumbing, sump pumps, rotorooter.com. Roto-Rooter does it all. They're the name you know. They're the name you trust. They're the name you ought to have written on your refrigerator so you know where to go when you need it. We know you might not need Roto-Rooter right this second, but you might. You might not need them tomorrow, but you might. But you may need them next week or next month. You never know when you have a plumbing emergency, and Roto-Rooter is always going to be there for you. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. There's a reason a place gets voted the best in the upstate for the second year in a row. You know who else can claim that? Nobody. Quick break.
The countdown is on. 18 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
35, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cade Klubnik. With 1:16 left, Klubnik takes it to the house, and Clemson regains the lead.
We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day. Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I've partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Mike, I'll get to you a second. Mario wrote me this earlier today. He said, Walt, what do you think about this article? This isn't last year. Rosters could have matured or improved or the opposite. Georgia coming in behind Clemson in preseason AP top 25 poll is a complete joke. Yeah. This was an article written by Erica Brockish. That's not a name. That's an adjective. She's brockish, Ramona.
She's brockish.
She's brockish. It says, Georgia coming in behind Clemson in preseason AP top 25 poll is a complete joke. And Mario is asking me what I think about this. What I think about it is it's another 18-year-old writing for a Homer publication. That's what I think. And so I don't think anything of it. I haven't read the article, and nor do I intend to, because I don't give a rat's a what Erica friggin' Brockish thinks. I don't know who she is, nor do I care, and nor do I care what any 18-year-old writing for a Georgia website thinks. It's of no consequence to me whatsoever. So that's my answer. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Mario. Don't sweat the details. It doesn't matter what Erica thinks. And that'd be true if Erica was Adam Brockish, too, or Joe Brockish. It wouldn't matter. wouldn't matter one bit. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
I'm doing pretty good. Walt, doing pretty good. Two things, both about NFL preseason last week. Well, the first one, hey, what a kick by Cam Lewis. Have you ever seen a more impressive kick, Walt?
No. Now, they are, they are being allowed to sort of, doctor and fool with the footballs now in the kicking footballs before the game. I don't know what that really has to do with anything. I think 70 yards is still 70 yards any way you cut it. And, yes, Cam Little hit a 70-yard friggin' field goal, which is just insane. It's absolutely insane. Now, I don't know if he'll ever get a chance to do that in a real game. It would have to be in the waning seconds. But nonetheless, you know.
In the wind?
Yeah, yeah. These kickers get better all the time. I mean, you know, and the range extends all the time. It's truly amazing. I don't think any position has evolved as much as kicker. And, you know, and maybe nobody's as good as their job as kickers are, you know, from a professional standpoint. I mean, these guys are like friggin' automatic. Like, you know, it used to be to kick a 50-yard field goal was a miracle. Now, these guys are from like 50 to 60. A lot of these guys go like 9 for 10, you know, on a year. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I was watching videos during the offseason. He was kicking that far in the offseason. So
yeah.
This is something that he just didn't wake up doing. This is something he's been working on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, that type of range, that can change a lot into a game plan. You know, we don't even... Yeah, I doubt if he keeps that in the game, but you know, from anywhere from 50 to 6, you got to think that could be pretty much automatic.
Yeah, well, you would hope so. Yep.
Oh yeah, you hope so. And the next point, Walt, I watched the Carolina and Cleveland game. Listened to just about every broadcast from here to Timbuktu. Watched every ESPN. Watched NFL Network. Not once have I heard the name Mason Graham. Did he not play? Was he not a factor for the fifth round pick? Have you heard anything about that, Walt?
I did not, and quite honestly, I had some major family issues going on, and I have not even seen that game as yet.
Okay.
And so, I'm a little bit behind on that, but I will say this: you know, I read about all the Shedeur Sanders praise and everything else, and I hope he makes it, and I hope he plays well. I do think people are getting completely carried away, like usual, on social media. I mean, I think he went like 14 of 23 for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, that's fine, but it's freaking preseason. I mean, you know, you're playing against a bunch of guys who are probably not even going to be on NFL rosters. And so I think people overvalue all that. Now, he was playing with some of those guys, too. So, you know, and I'm not saying he can't go on to be the quarterback there. I hope he does. But I think people need to slow down. It's one frigging preseason game. I've seen this stuff go back and forth a million times before. Let's let it play out and see what he does. I mean, I still think there are some issues with him. One of his issues is still his overall arm talent, and I think it remains to be seen. But I'm glad he played well. I think he's handled himself really well since he got to Cleveland. I mean, you know, I know we had all these negative reports about the process and how he interviewed and the things he was doing. All I know is since he got to Cleveland, there's been none of that. He has been focused and dialed in, and you know, quite honestly, maybe he just needed to get away from dad some.
Yeah, I hope he does well too. Like you said, every defense he's going to see in the preseason is going to be very vanilla. It's going to be nothing too extreme. I think now he's fourth on the Browns depth chart, which I don't understand, but you know, if he's a quarterback week one, I mean, Bengals defense is not the best, you know. So I mean, who says that he can't light them up? I mean, I hope the best for him.
No, and you know, look, I suspect that Joe Flacco is going to start. You know, I keep hearing how great Joe Flacco's been. I mean, look, Joe Flacco's basically had one great year in his NFL career, and he led to a Super Bowl. But you know, Joe Flacco is not some God's gift to football. He's an old dude that is just a place setter, waiting for somebody to take his place. And, you know, and I don't know when that's going to be exactly, but I don't want to hear all the Joe Flacco praise either. I mean, look, I think there's a lot more to be seen with the Cleveland quarterback situation. I don't think anybody knows what that truth is right now. I think we need to see some actual games and see what it looks like in actual games before we begin to figure it out. All we really know is that Flacco is certainly not any long-term answer.
Yes, I do agree with you. I do agree with you. Well, we're 18 days away, buddy.
Let's go.
18 days away.
Let's go. Absolutely. All right, Walt. Good talking to you, Michael. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of the Sanders thing. I just think the people, of course, social media just gets carried away with everything, and they way overvalued this whole thing. It's a preseason game. I don't care anything about preseason games. I don't care about the results. I don't care what happens in them. They are of absolutely zero consequence. The only thing that you hope is that a young quarterback gains some confidence and takes advantage of an opportunity when everybody else on the roster at the position was injured. That's what you hope, and that's what he did, and that's the best that he can do right now. But, you know, look, when you look at the collection of characters that Cleveland has assembled in that quarterback room, is there any particular reason that Sanders couldn't be the starter? No. It's conceivable to me he could be the starter. I mean, someone's got to start there. You know, there's got to be a starting quarterback on that football team, and the long-term answer is definitely not Joe Flacco. I mean, all I hear from Cleveland right now is, you know, Flacco's played great, and, you know, okay, whatever. He's not the long-term answer in Cleveland, you know, and knowing that, you better hope that one of those other guys is. Dylan Gabriel is not an answer either. Dylan Gabriel is never going to be an answer. Dylan Gabriel's a tiny little dude with arm strength concerns himself. So it was never going to be Dylan Gabriel. You know, maybe the other question was Kenny Pickett. Well, you know, I got tiny little Dylan Gabriel and tiny little hands Kenny Pickett. And then I got Grandpa Time Joe Flacco. And and then I have Shedeur Sanders. Well, you know, the guy, I mean, the guy with the fewest warts might be Sanders. You know, I mean, maybe it's a default process, but, you know, I just... You know, this whole collection of characters that they have for their quarterback room, I mean, I'm still not sure there actually is an answer. I'm going to need to see a lot more before I become convinced that there's an answer in that mix. I'm not at all convinced as of right now. Alex, good to have you, Alex.
Hey, Walt, long time no talk, man.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Good to have you back.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the whole Browns quarterback situation. I know you said you haven't seen the game yet, and I'll be curious to see what you think about your analysis of Sanders. But I have to say, I expected to be unimpressed by him, and he got off to a rough start. But one of the things that really stood out to me was how calm he was, especially, you know, like quarterbacks early on, you know, even though they're not playing against the best, the speed is a little bit different, you know. Yeah. And even when he got flushed out of the pocket, he never panicked. He just seemed as calm as could be, and you know, didn't seem to get frustrated because the team wasn't playing very well. And but I that's the one thing I kind of came away impressed with, is like he just seemed like he you know, had been there his whole life, not flustered and not frustrated, and just kept plugging away, and eventually they started looking okay. But I'm curious if you see that when you watch
him. Yeah, look, Alex, I've seen that from him collegiately, too. I know he took sacks and other things because he's trying to make plays, but I have seen that type of composure from him collegially. Yeah. So that doesn't surprise me. I still think it's going to come down to the physical attributes with him. You know, his arm is pedestrian, and I think that's still the concern when you're going up against actual starting level NFL cornerbacks, and those windows are tight, and it's not a separation league. Can you make those throws? Right. And I think that's what remains to be seen.
Yeah, I agree with you, and just even watching his throws, and you know, and agreeing with about arm talent, it's to the point where really it's almost he has to have an offense that's geared around that. It's enough of a detriment, I think.
Yeah.
His arm strength and stuff is that, you know, he can't play in any offense.
No, and so I think that's I think that remains the concern, and that's not going to be determined in some preseason game. That's going to be determined if he winds up getting that position or playing meaningful minutes in the regular season against legitimate teams. Yeah. Then we'll find out the answers to those. But that's still a major concern of mine. I know social media went berserk over a preseason performance. I mean, you could pick out guys game after game and do that. I mean, Jackson Dart, you know, I actually still think Jackson Dart's upside is higher. I saw all this nonsense on social media. And you know what? Dart doesn't have a super elite arm either. It's just he has a better arm than Sanders does.
Yeah, that's for sure. And but, you know, also the Browns are so bad that maybe they, you know, look, a winner might just be, you know, like if you believe in such a thing as that there are is a, such a thing as a winner. That team, that offense looks like such a mess that maybe just even a good attitude is, in other words, maybe that'd be a tiebreaker with a guy like Kenny Pickett, who, you know what I'm saying, inspired nobody ever.
No, it's a fact. I mean, I you know, speaking of guys I'm down on, I mean, yeah, you look at the collection of some of the people in that, I mean, you still have Watson there. You still have, you know, Pickett quit on his own team in college and watched the game from the booth. Then he quit on the Steelers, you know, and so I have no use for him. You're 100% right. All I know is this so far, Alex. I know that that he played reasonably well in a preseason game, which, again, doesn't mean all that much to me. But what actually means more to me than that is I think he's grown up. I don't know how, but from all the negative reports we heard about Shador Sanders doing that during the whole interview process and the lead up to the draft, that has not been the guy that showed up in Cleveland. The guy that showed up in Cleveland has done everything that was asked of him at every step of the way, has handled himself flawlessly in everything he said. And I know people, I saw the little video of him with, what's his name? That longtime Cleveland beat reporter. His name escapes me at the moment. I saw the little video that people put up, and I don't know what that was meant to show, but I didn't think he said anything wrong there either. And he actually laughed when after he said it, and you know, and said that, you know, all you say is bad things about me. You know, are you gonna? I didn't have any problem with anything. I think he's handled himself as well as he could possibly have handled himself since he arrived in Cleveland. That's to his credit.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, maybe he just needed to get away from his dad.
I think that's true.
And it's not just his dad, because everybody on that team works for his dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure Deion's kind of fingers reached through the whole program. You know, the coaches, you know.
So, and Deion's Deion, right about, you know, and Shador doesn't need to be Deion. He needs to be himself. No. Alex, got to run. Good talking.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists.
Change, change, change.
Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night, right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
The countdown is on. 18 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town.
with our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson.